Welcome to the Kindling's Muse podcast, an intelligent, imaginative, hospitable exploration of ideas that matter in contemporary life. And now, here's your host, Dick Staub.
Hi, this is Dick Staub with another encore presentation of The Dick Staub Show, conversations with thoughtful creatives and cultural influencers about their life, work, and personal journey. Today, we continue our conversation with Bob and Melinda Blanchard, authors of A Trip to the Beach. We're visiting with Melinda and Robert Blanchard. Their book is A Trip to the Beach, published by Three Rivers Press. It's in paperback. Living on the island time in the Caribbean. It's the amazing story of a vision that started out with a nice little stand on the beach to, we're going to have more overhead than we thought. Let's go to Miami and get three large containers of lumber and virtually everything you need to build the restaurant, along with the plants to make it the luxurious garden-like setting that you want on the beach. And then, of course, you know, there's the matter, once you actually start building the restaurant, of the ingredients for this wonderful meal that you hope to present to your 60 or so guests a night. And this is another place where you just run into some real obstacles. Getting fresh ingredients was not going to be easy, and you found out that the other really good restaurants on the island didn't get them locally.
I assumed, again, wrongfully, just like I thought I would live on the water, I assumed I could get fresh pineapples and papaya and mangoes and all kinds of fish and everything I wanted. I thought it would be at my fingertips.
Yeah.
Well, Anguilla is beautiful, spectacular island, great beaches.
Yeah.
Inland, it's scrubby. It's desert. It's dry. Nothing grows. We have no water, no dirt.
Yeah.
So everything is brought in. And brought in means either from boat or by plane from Miami for the most part.
Yeah.
Which means, you know, if I need something fragile like fresh herbs or, you know, fresh dill or baby lettuce or raspberries, strawberries, you fly it in, fly it from Miami to St. Martin, which is 7 miles away, because the cargo planes are too big to land in Anguilla. So we fly them to St. Martin, transfer them by truck to a boat at the ferry terminal, put them on a boat from St. Martin to Anguilla, then get them, pick them up in a pickup truck and bring them to the restaurant.
Now, but don't forget about going through customs on the way over.
And we stop at customs and fill out a lot of carbon paper and pay a lot of money on the way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that turned into a completely
which
different...
Which meant your menu prices went up.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. We had no choice.
Yeah.
We have no choice. I mean, you know, you want something like a shiitake mushroom and...
Yeah.
You know, flying that little baby down there costs a bundle.
You know, it's not too bad with expensive things like meat.
Yeah.
The freight is about $1 a pound from Miami to Anguilla. So if you're buying $10, $12 a pound black Angus, you know, another dollar is just 10%.
Yeah.
But if you're buying a bag, 50-pound bag of potatoes for like 12 bucks in Miami, and then you pay 50 bucks in freight for it, that's a different story.
Now, folks, we're going to have to skip so much of the book, and I just want you to go out and get a copy of it. It's a wonderful read. You're going to love it. You're going to meet wonderful people like Lowell and Shabby and other people.
Bug.
Bug, the dishwasher. He's the dishwasher,
he's
right?
He's the best.
You're going to you know, find out what it's like to be parents and be so absorbed in your business that your son's getting ready to leave for school, and he says, by the way, I think I'm at the wrong school, and you realize he hasn't talked to you about it because you've been so absorbed in everything, all the stuff that you would expect. I want to fast forward, though, to right before opening time. There's a moment where you say we've spent $260,000, we've got X dollars left, and you're heading up to opening night. This is the stuff where my heart starts skipping a beat, and I start thinking, man, these guys they're right skating out. I mean, what if nobody shows? I mean, what if the thing just totally bombs? I mean, they've got all this money on this beach. By the way, I don't know if you know, but the previous restaurant failed at this location, you know, on top of everything else. Opening night, describe opening night.
Well, we stood there waiting. You know, we were ready.
We had some reservations.
I can still picture Lowell and Miguel, our two head waiters now that are running the restaurant while we're here in Seattle. You know, they were peering out through the shutters, waiting, and finally people were coming.
Yeah.
And they arrived, and we had I don't remember the numbers. I know we got at least twice as many as we expected.
In the book, you say you had 22 reservations and 48 people showed
up.
Yeah,
that sounds about right.
Yeah. And you ran out of stuff.
Oh, my
gosh.
Your
first night.
Well,
we weren't ready for 48 people.
We've never run a restaurant before.
I mean, it was a zoo.
They wanted rare tuna, and that meant you had 2 seconds to cook it, and somebody at the same table might want a well-done steak, and you had to time these things.
Yeah.
It took a lot of concept. Well, I know, but you know, and you've never done it before.
Well, and you've got your staff that is not totally experienced in these matters either.
Not at all. But you know, I can't just focus on the obstacles and all this craziness, because the miracle of all miracles is that it works so. I mean, when I say our staff is running the restaurant right now, we're packed. We have about 80 dinners tonight.
Yeah.
And they
are
phenomenal. And
but that's the success part of the story. The part of the story that's scary is when you don't know if it's going to happen.
Well, you never know. But if you don't do it, then you'll never know how great it could be if it really works.
Yeah. Now, you get into you make it through the first night, though you ran out of lobster, dumplings, the rare tuna and tenderloin were brought back because they weren't rare enough. You had a lot to do. You say something about, you know, training obviously was going to be in the cards over the near future.
Yeah.
But then you get to the big part of the season, you know, when you got 90 people in there and more demanding people.
Oh,
and you've got celebrities showing up.
Oh, yeah.
You got Sandra Bullock wanting to put her party out on the beach. And then there's this Mr. Gibson and the ever-expanding Gibson party. He starts out with you, we want to expand a table for 20, and it keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, it started.
This is all new stuff for you.
All new, completely new. And when you say demanding people, we're talking about clientele who are traveled all over the world. And
They've flown in on their private jets into St. Martin. And, you know, these people, some of them are paying $5,000 a night for a room.
You have to understand, some of the resorts in Anguilla,
this
we're talking
serious business.
Can I interest you in some overcooked rare tuna?
No, I don't think so.
We have several world-class resorts where the rooms start at $700 a night.
Yeah,
that's where they begin. So.
Now, tell me about the H.P. Goldfield story, because this, to me, was one of those moments. This is the story where I leaned over to my wife and said, you got to read this story, because this sounds like what happens at our house. We start out saying, let's have a little party, and then more people end up on the... And then we got 50 people for Christmas this year kind of stories. I love these stories. Not everybody can pull them off, but tell me what happened with Goldfield, this wedding.
H.P. Goldfield is a guy from Washington, D.C., who called us up and said, he's 45 years old, and it's his first wedding.
Yeah.
He's marrying a woman who is also that age, and she has never been married before. And very successful people. And they said, we're coming down to Anguilla to get married. We want to have the rehearsal dinner at Blanchard's restaurant. We hear it's the best. They had never been before.
Yeah.
They said, how many people can you hold? We said, we can hold 60 people at once.
Right. He said, perfect.
That's what we were going to have. 60 people.
So we went back and forth faxing menus and came to an agreement on how much it was going
to
cost.
He had to have his college roommate call me up to talk wine.
Yeah.
His college roommate is the head of...
Christie's
wine buying division.
Oh, my.
Okay, so we've got a conference call between HP and this guy from Christie's and me talking wine.
The
right?
pressure was on.
Yeah, well, so, I guess we can't serve the ripple.
No, the ripple was definitely out. We put the Thunderbird away.
He talks about these heavy hitters coming from the White House to this event.
Yeah.
We're thinking, oh, my God.
He said,
God.
By the way, I'm going to send down... the ex
events coordinator
from the White House to help you with this thing.
Yeah,
and my best man was Reagan's chief of staff.
Yeah,
right.
Craig Fuller.
Yeah, Craig Fuller. Yeah,
yeah, totally.
Yeah, yeah.
I know these names. I'm reading this book. Right.
So HP. So we went about 2 weeks and it was fine. I went on planning the whole evening and it was going to be great. And HP calls a couple of weeks later. Hey, HP here. Just as casual, like we were good old friends, and he said, I've got a little bit of a problem. I've got to have a few more people.
Yeah.
My wife-to-be says, I have to invite the partners in my law firm.
Yeah.
It's really not right to not do that.
So we got to get, we're up to 100. We got to get 100 people in there.
Yeah.
He says, can we put people in the bar?
Yeah.
And we said, well, yeah, we can do that.
We got to take another break. Folks, where this story goes is 200 people, not just the dinner, the rehearsal dinner, but the entire weekend is going to be coordinated now by these people from Vermont. And the stories get even better. Join us next time for a continuation of our conversation with Bob and Melinda Blanchard about their book, A Trip to the Beach. Thank you for listening to The Kindling's Muse. If this program sparks something in you, I invite you to participate at www.thekindlings.com. That's K-I-N-D-L-I-N-G-S. Share this program, tell a friend, or just leave a comment at www.thekindlings.com.